Sacrament. On the night before his crucifixion, Jesus Christ met with his apostles and instituted the sacrament. He took bread and gave thanks and brake it and gave unto them, saying, "This is my body, which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me." Likewise also the cup after supper, saying, "This cup is the New Testament in my blood, which is shed for you." Luke chapter 22, verses 19 through 20. After his resurrection, he instituted the sacrament among the Nephites. See 3 Nephi chapter 18, verses 1 through 11. Today we partake of bread and water in remembrance of Jesus Christ's atoning sacrifice. This ordinance is an essential part of our worship and our spiritual development. The more we ponder its significance, the more sacred it becomes to us. Remembering the Savior and His Atonement. The sacrament provides an opportunity for you to remember with gratitude the life, ministry, and atonement of the Son of God. With broken bread, you remember His body. You can be mindful of His physical suffering, especially His suffering on the cross. You can remember that through His mercy and grace, all people will be resurrected and given the opportunity for eternal life with God. With a small cup of water, you can remember that the Savior shed His blood in intense spiritual suffering and anguish, beginning in the Garden of Gethsemane. There He said, "My soul is exceeding sorrowful, even unto death." Matthew chapter 26, verse 38. Submitting to the will of the Father, He suffered more than we can comprehend. Blood came from every pore, so great was His anguish for the wickedness and the abominations of His people. Mosiah chapter 3, verse 7. You can remember that through the shedding of His blood, Jesus Christ saved you and all other people from what the Scriptures call the original guilt of Adam's transgression. Moses chapter 6, verse 54. You can remember that He also suffered for the sins, sorrows, and pains of all Heavenly Father's children, providing remission of sins for those who repent and live the gospel. See 2 Nephi chapter 9, verses 21 through 23. Renewing covenants and promised blessings. When you partake of this sacrament, you witness to God that your remembrance of His Son will extend beyond the short time of that sacred ordinance. You promise to remember Him always. You witness that you are willing to take upon yourself the name of Jesus Christ and that you will keep His commandments. In partaking of this sacrament and making these commitments, you renew your baptismal covenant. See Mosiah chapter 18, verses 8 through 10, and Doctrine and Covenants section 20, verse 37. You receive great blessings when you keep the baptismal covenant. As you renew it, the Lord renews the promised remission of your sins. Cleansed from sin, you are able to always have His Spirit to be with you. Doctrine and Covenants, section 20, verse 77. The Spirit's constant companionship is one of the greatest gifts you can receive in mortality. The Spirit will guide you in the paths of righteousness and peace, leading you to eternal life with your Father in heaven and Jesus Christ. Partaking worthily. In preparation for the sacrament each week, take time to examine your life and repent of your sins. You do not need to be perfect in order to partake of the sacrament, but you should have a spirit of humility and repentance in your heart. Every week, you should prepare for that sacred ordinance with a broken heart and a contrite spirit. See 3 Nephi chapter 9, verse 20. If you approach the sacrament with the reverence and solemnity it deserves, it becomes a weekly opportunity for introspection, repentance, and rededication, a source of strength and a constant reminder of the Savior's atonement. Additional references, 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verses 23 through 29, Moroni chapters 4 and 5, Doctrine and Covenants section 20, verses 75 through 79.